FM Agriculture News.
I'm Jana Roos with your main agriculture stories this morning. The National Department of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development said it doesn't know how many of the land reform farms funded by the department in the Northwest Province are still productive. It said in a written answer on a question tabled in Parliament by DA MP Noko Masipa that it had spent millions through its different programs to buy pieces of land across the province, some of which were productive at the time of purchase. It has, however, not conducted any studies to determine the productivity of these farms years later. The department is, however, through its land development support program, currently financing 146 of those farms. Despite the Agricultural Confidence Index showing an improvement in the third quarter of 2020, some sectors in the industry were severely affected. They are still feeling the brunt due to strict COVID-19 regulations put in place during the harsher lockdown period. This as the tobacco and wine industry was brought to a complete halt when government banned the sale of these products. The chief economist at the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, AGBIS, Wandile Sehlobo, says despite this, the Agribusiness Confidence Index jumped the 39-point mark in the second quarter to 51 points in the third quarter when more agribusinesses were given the green light to resume operations.
But while all of this is looking this way, there are subsectors that are feeling the pain during this period, and their contribution or their confidence indices, if you zoom in down to those firms that are operating in those sectors, you will see that they are not in good shape. But overall, the sector is in better shape. And these numbers, again, just reaffirm or concur with the picture that has also been painted by the GDP numbers this past week.
Locusts are threatening another part of Africa, with up to 7 million people in the southern region facing further food insecurity, the United Nations said recently. The outbreaks of African migratory locusts in Botswana, Namibia, Zambia and Zimbabwe are not related to the huge outbreak of millions of desert locusts that have affected East Africa for months now. DTN reports the UN agency said in a statement that while far smaller, the southern outbreaks need quick attention to prevent a wider problem, as farmers and others already struggle to recover from a serious drought last year, as well as the economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Swarms of the insects can eat through enough food for 2,500 people in a day, according to a separate Food and Agriculture Organization document on the Southern Africa outbreaks. And now for your agricultural commodities. The latest price per ton is 7,820 rand for soy, 7,580 rand for sunflower, and 4,999 rand for wheat. White maize is trading at 3,253 rand, and yellow maize at 3,175 rand per ton. These are our main agricultural stories this morning. I am Jana Roos.
Read more on OFM.co.za and download the free OFM mobile or desktop app for notifications on breaking news stories. OFM News, in touch with your world.